White House is saying that the language "report directly to the White House" isn't exactly right. That really, it's more more that the Census Director will work closely with the White House. But clearly, here there was some discomfort with the idea of Judd Gregg running the Census Department because, or the Census Bureau, because in the past he had fought higher levels of funding for the 2000 census. Members, in particular, the Congressional Black Caucus and the National Association of Latino Elected Officials, had raised concerns about putting someone who had opposed census funding in the position of overseeing the census. The White House found a workaround, told some of those folks that they were going to have the Census Director report directly to the White House, and then tried to clarify that a little bit. It's not entirely clear, even after the clarification, what exactly that will mean, but the White House has made clear, at least, that the White House will have a prominent role in discussing the census with the Census Bureau.
All right, so is, I guess, the thing we need to establish whether this is irregular or, you know, a normal chain of events, given the fact that in, under other circumstances, the Commerce Secretary would be a Democrat and the President would have conversations with his Commerce Secretary about the census and some of the questions that might ordinarily arise. So is it all that unusual, or is there some, because I know that Republicans are raising concerns about this.
Republicans are raising concerns about this. They've actually, in the House, assigned a team of rapid responders on the census issue, and they've been writing letters left and right. They're having a press conference today about it. What they're saying is that that they feel like with the Census Director reporting to the White House or working closely with the White House, that basically it's a power grab by Rahm Emanuel, the former Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee chairman. The census, the decennial census is used, primarily for, reapportioning the congressional district among the states and then for the redistricting process. So it's one of the more, people don't think about it a whole lot, but it's one of the more political processes, or at least its statistics are used for political purposes. And Republicans fear that, that the basic count of people required by the Constitution will end up, being overly politicized. They have produced a former census director who says this is unusual, a Reagan-era census director.
Well, you can see how they it is unusual to take the oversight away from census, but when you think about the in the greater scheme of things, the chain of command would normally be from, you know, Democratic president to Democratic commerce secretary. So I'm not sure, and whether that's is there any constitutional issue in work here? Do we know if there's any constitutional basis to challenge this?
Not that I know of. I mean, having an agency head, in this case the Census Bureau's director, talking to the White House is certainly not unconstitutional. If they were trying to move the Census Bureau out of the Commerce Department without legislative action, that can be an issue. But there are no plans on the table to do that. To an extent, this might be a tempest in a teapot, in that if Rahm Emanuel or anybody else at the White House wants access to census data, whether or not it's direct or through the Commerce Secretary, they'll get it.
We're speaking with Jonathan Allen, a reporter for Congressional Quarterly, who's been following the census brouhaha. So that's really the heart of it. I mean, is the fact that, my question is the White House, any indication the White House is concerned with how this might look? That might, as you said, it might look like Rahm Emanuel has decided here's a chance to get the census to even further marginalize Republican voting districts. I mean, let's just cut right to the center of it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they concerned about that, do you think?
Well, the White House officials I've talked to have used the term White House staff, not White House chief of staff, not Rahm Emanuel. So there's at least some sensitivity to the perception that he would be in charge of this because he is seen as one of the Democrats' chief political minds. But there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of concern at the White House about the perception of the Census Director directly talking to the White House and possibly going outside the Commerce Department.
So they're sort of building implausible deniability here, it sounds like, a little bit.
Perhaps a little bit. And like I said, at the end of the day, all those officials would have access to that information through the Commerce Secretary, who works for the President. You know, whether or not it was direct, obviously there is a lot of sensitivity to Rahm Emanuel specifically. And I didn't mention this before, but one of the really big reasons that there's a fight over the census is that that data is also used in all kinds of federal funding formulas, and the number of people in a particular state, or the poverty levels established by the census count are very important to federal funding for various areas of the country.
Have Federal News Radio headlines delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up for the Federal News Flash at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news. Now,